We all receive the benefit of the Holy Spirit, whether we are believers in Jesus Christ or not. The Holy Spirit operates in the world as a restraint against the wickedness of men, and in the end times, the Bible says, the restrainer will be pulled back. Things will become very difficult indeed for the human race because of our inherent wickedness. Jesus said also that he was sending the Holy Spirit into the world that would reprove the world of sin and teach them of righteousness and about the judgment to come. And so in our conscience, when we feel this burden of guilt for the wrong things that we have done, any goodness within us we can attribute to the work of God in our lives even before we come to faith. Jesus, when he met with his disciples on the day of his resurrection, when they were huddled together in a locked room for fear of the authorities who were out to get them, Jesus appeared to them, and he showed them his hands and his side, and he breathed on them, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This was a precursor for the main event, so to speak, that was to happen 50 days later at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would be given in a tidal wave upon these disciples, when they would be purified and energized and empowered for the work of the kingdom. The Holy Spirit operates in all phases of our life. Before we come to Christ, he's operating in our lives to reprove us about the sins in our life and to show us that there is a righteousness that can come from God that cannot come from ourselves, and that there is a judgment to come. And then when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we are released from our burden of sin. And the Holy Spirit begins operating in our lives, leading us in the way we should go. And then there is that baptism of the Holy Spirit that completely purifies our hearts and empowers us to be the person Jesus wants us to be and to do those things that he has asked us to do. Let's read about it in John chapter 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive you the Holy Spirit." Let's pray. Father in heaven, may the Holy Spirit have full control in my life. I want that which you gave to the disciples. I want the Holy Spirit. So you will give to all those who will ask you. For you said, Jesus, our Heavenly Father would give the Holy Spirit to everyone who asks. In Jesus' name, amen.